I will try to be brief, but just give you an overview of what's happening and what is the relevance for the protocol. As most of you probably will know, that next year, on the 22nd till the 24th of March, there will be the UN 2023 Water Conference, as mentioned before today. We are co-hosting that with our co-host Tajikistan, and as said, we want to create a watershed moment. This conference will be guided by three principles we decided upon. It should be inclusive, it should be action-oriented, and it should be cross-sectoral. And what does this mean for us? Inclusive both in terms of the conference process, ensure vertical and horizontal inclusiveness, and also in terms of the results, leaving no one behind. Action-oriented, the conference aims to lead to concrete results through concrete actions and plans, also with effect on the ground. And cross-sectoral, the conference should mobilize all sectors to improve the way they manage and utilize water resources. And these sectors also should bring their plans and actions to the conference. This conference will take place, as said, 22nd, 24th of March in New York. And to give you a brief idea what will happen, how it is organized, well, there will be plenaries where member states and organizations can give their interventions, but there are also inter-ethnic dialogues, special events, side events, and also inside and outside the UN buildings, there are all kinds of activities possible where we get attention for water, because I think we have to create this moment together. What will this conference deliver? Officially, it will deliver the midterm comprehensive review of the implementation of the objectives of the International Decade for Action, Water for Sustainable Development. And it will deliver a summary of the conference proceedings which feed into the HLPF in July. But as the co-host also decided to, next to that, to develop a water action agenda, what was also earlier mentioned, which contains of a set of voluntary commitments. When we think about these commitments, that they can have many forms. It can be advocacy, it can be awareness raising, focused on capacity building, they can be small, they can be huge. In the lunch break, we even said, well, it can be a school head to decide to build a toilet. That's a small commitment. But also it can be a big company who said, well, we really will be circular in 2 or 3 years. And the idea is that all parties can bring these commitments and bring that to the UN. And there is already a website where commitments can be registered. I think we can share that later on because it's not already in at the screen. But that's the way we want to create the momentum for water. Now, 24th, 25th of October, there was the official prep meeting, the 24th for stakeholders and the 25th for the member states. And the official part of that was that we decided upon the interactive dialogues. And for this meeting of the party on the protocol on water and health, I think one is very relevant. That's the first interactive dialogue is for water for health. And it's focused on access to wash, including human rights to safe drinking water and sanitation. So also the link with SDG target 6.1 and 6.2. I want to close with two important moments to mention, and that's one is the 28th of November. That's the date where member states can write to the UN that they are interested to co-chair one of the interactive dialogues. And second, the 2nd of December, there's still a possibility for special accreditation for stakeholders or in organizations who did not accredit or were not accredited in the first round. So if you want to be accredited and you are not on on the official list of ECOSOC, then this is the possibility to register to really take part in this conference. Of course, there are all kinds of activities outside of the UN headquarters where you don't need the registration, but if you have a side event or want to have a side event in the conference, I think this accreditation is crucial. Thank you, Chair.